Merci.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. The delegation from the Democratic Republic of Sao Tome and Principe, through me, would like to commend the presidency of this 12th Assembly of the State Parties on the quality of the work undertaken thus far. And we are very pleased and welcome the very rich contributions and inputs made. We would like to congratulate you, Madam Chair, on your brilliant election. Cluster munitions undeniably cause immense humanitarian suffering in the context of armed conflict through airstrikes or on the ground. They do not draw any distinction between the civilian population and combatants. Indeed, the vast majority of victims in the countries where these weapons are used are non-combatants, either men or women, but in particular children, who have probably never carried weapons. Similarly, the civilian population is most affected by the attacks. Very often they are victims after years or decades once these cluster munitions have been cleared. As we are aware, these projectiles, which are parachuted into targeted areas, do not necessarily explode instantaneously on impact. The danger is particularly present for children who sometimes play with them because of their size and their color, and they cause significant harm. They contaminate vast areas and living spaces and place a whole swathe of the civilian population in significant danger. The commitment of the Democratic Republic of Sao Tome and Principe as a state party is undeniable and is linked to IHL, which is linked to conflict resolution via diplomatic channels, dialogue, or legal means. Violence is never the solution. The CCM, therefore, is an instrument which will make it possible to eradicate and reduce the use of these weapons, which truly are a scourge for human beings. Furthermore, we note with concern the withdrawal of one state party to the convention, in particular the Lithuania. We still harbor the hope, and we would call upon it to reassess its position so as to conserve the guiding principles of this legal instrument. International law prohibits the development, possession, and use of certain cluster munitions, which, I quote, may cause widespread, lasting, and serious harm to the natural environment. Madam Chair, before concluding, my delegation would like to convey to the delegation of Peru our most sincerest condolences following the passing of Madam Ambassador, Madam Cecilia Gervasi Diaz. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.